Greetings. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We had a good Father's Day at A-Life Church yesterday. I was blessed to speak, and I had a wonderful lunch with family after the morning service. God in our lives brings the blessings of God to our lives in every way. Revelation 4:3, and he who sat there was like a jasper and sardis stone in appearance. There's a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and sardis stone. Now these words are kind of like Charlie Brown's dog listening to Charlie Brown. The words sound something like, wah, 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 wah. That's what you just heard, a jasper and a sardis stone. Now I've gone to Jesus and I've said, tell me about this. Tell me what this is. I found that the jasper is likely the stone of the tribe of Naphtali, and that sardis is the stone of Judah. The prophetic word spoken over Naphtali in Genesis 49 was that he would be like a deer set loose, and he would use beautiful or goodly words. Now the word Naphtali means he who wrestles. I used to wrestle. At times I still wrestle. But when I come into the presence of God, my wrestling is over, and I'm like a deer set loose, and he gives me goodly words. He gives me good, life-giving expressions. I am more than a conqueror because Jesus has conquered. So he says, come in, come in, come into my presence. Meet me in the shop. Meet me in the garage. Meet me in your living room. Meet me in your dining room. Meet me in your workplace. In my Father's house, there are many spacious places. Those spacious places are where we personally meet God in our lives. He says, I want you to know me today. I want you to experience me. And I want you to experience being like a deer set loose and being able to speak goodly words. That's Naphtali. He says, I want you to become my praise. That's Judah. That's good news. That's a daily reality. Revelation 4:3, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne. There's a rainbow around the throne. Oh my goodness, this rainbow doesn't have six colors. It has seven. It's the same rainbow that was set in the clouds after Noah came out of the ark, and God said, never again will I destroy all flesh with a flood. He didn't say, never again will there be a flood. He said, never again will I destroy all flesh with a flood. He put his rainbow in the cloud as a sign of a greater promise. That promise was to transform flesh to a testimony of God by the working of Holy Spirit. The rainbow represents Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the sevenfold Spirit. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge as in intimacy, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord as in awe of God. Isaiah 11:1 and 2. Holy Spirit is a perfecting Spirit. God says, never again will I destroy all flesh because I don't need to. I made a means by which I'm going to transform all flesh to become a testimony of my goodness. I'm going to give you my desires. I'm going to free you from the temptation of the fear of death. I'm going to give you the ability to have wisdom that's based on faith towards me. I'm going to submerge you in my presence and make you a testimony of me. I'm going to cause you to be my sons and daughters of light, that you shine like light in the darkness, to be a map and a highway that leads people to safety and home. I'm going to cause you to be those who are my resurrection life that can't be distracted by things that are simply temporary or trying to destroy you. I'm going to make you a part of an intimate community to love me and to love one another. I'm going to make you a partner with me to reign in life. Revelation 4:3, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. This is the experience around the throne room of God. This is an experience for all who embrace the new covenant life of God in Christ. It is true every day. We can know what it is to be a deer set loose with goodly words. We can become the praise of God in our world. We can experience Holy Spirit working in our lives each day. The rainbow around God's throne gives an appearance of emerald. It is the appearance of green, life, 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 life. When you look to the walls of the space that you live in, you see life, 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 life. This is the testimony we can know when we choose to embrace a life of connection to God in Christ. We can live in and from the presence of God in our journey of life. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.